Okay, we're beginning with the Mishnah on the middle of Tetzayin Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Sha'alti et Rabbi Eliezer. I asked Rabbi Eliezer the following questions. Boseh melachot harbe, mishabbatot harbe. Someone does multiple melachot over multiple Shabbatot. Me'ei melacha achat. But similar to one melacha, pehela machat and one forgetting. Mao, what is the din? Chayav achat, al kulan. Is there one chatat that covers all of these violations? Chayav al kol achat v'achat? Or you chayav for each violation? The Gemara will come back and discuss what exactly was the question that Rabbi Akiva asked, because it seems to be that there are two issues that Rabbi Akiva is focused on. One of them is melachot arbe and Shabbatot arbe, and then the me'ei melacha achat, which says that it's all one type of melacha. What is exactly the question that Rabbi Akiva is posing to Rabbi Eliezer? Amalo, Rabbi Eliezer's response was chayav al kol achat v'achat, that you chayav on each one of them. Mikal v'chomer, a logical argument. Ma nida shein ba tozaot harbe, by nida, where you don't have multiple problems, mean that there's only one problem, which is the problem of bia with a nida, as opposed to Shabbat, which has 39 different melachot that are possible manifestations of issues of melacha and Shabbat. Shein ba tozaot harbe v'chataot harbe doesn't have all those different outcomes, doesn't have all those different chataot, meaning that in Shabbat, you can be in violation of 39 melachot and chayav 39 chataot. Nevertheless, chayav al kol achat v'achat, as we know from Rabbi Eliezer earlier, that you're chayav on every biyah, and therefore, certainly by Shabbat, Shabbat sheyesh bat tozaot arbe umitot arbe, Shabbat that has many different manifestations of violations, the different melachot, umitot arbe, and many different mitot, whether that means because the numerous number of melachot, or whether that means because it also has a chiyuv karet and a chiyuv skilah that is associated with it. So there, and udin she chayav al kol achat v'achat, certainly should be chayav on each violation. Amarti lo, Rabbi Akiva says, I responded, mi amarta b'nida, sheish ba shtei azharot. Nida has an unusual thing that is not true by Shabbat, which is that any violation of nida involves two parties. Shehu musala nida, vanida musarit alav. Because he's restricted from sleeping with the nida, and the nida is restricted from sleeping with him. Tomorrow is Shabbat, shein ba'la zarachat. Yet, by Shabbat, every given violation is a single violation by that individual. It doesn't necessarily involve another party to be in violation in order for there to be a problem. Amali, he says, abalak tanot yuchiach. Someone who is having biya with a ktana, obviously, she's a ktana that's already reached the point of being a nida, so she is not culpable in this case. So despite the fact that there's only one culpable party here in the biya, shein ba ela azara achat, so there's only one culpable party, only one person is going to be chayav. Yet, v'chayav al kol achat v'achat, and even in that scenario, you're chayav on every biya, and therefore, so too by Shabbat, the din should be the same. Martilo, ima marta v'ktanot, shafu pi shein ben achshav, yesh ben lachar zman. Okay, you're right about the present with regards to the ketana, that right now she's not chayavet, but she in the future will be a bat chayuva. She is someone that will reach the point whereby they'll both be restricted in this avera. And therefore maybe that is a chumrah by nida that would prevent you from learning from nida to Shabbat. Whenever you have a kal v'chomer, it has to be that the item that is chamur in all aspects, and there's nothing about it that is kal vis-a-vis the other. So here, yes, Shabbat has many chumrot vis-a-vis nida, including the punishment and the fact that it has multiple melachot. But on the other hand, it has a kula versus nida, which is nida always involves two parties that are in violation, whereas Shabbat only involves one party in violation. Rabbi Eliezer suggests, well, if you have a ketana involved, then there's only one party in violation, and the din is the same. So it shows you that's not a pivotal factor. Rabbi Akiva responds and says, wait a minute, a ketana may not presently be a liable party, but in the future she will be, and that potential in of itself might speak to the chumrah of nida, which is there are two culpable parties, one that is suspended now because she's a ketana, but will be enforced in the future, so she will be someone who is chayevet. And you're going to say that by Shabbat, where it makes no difference, today or tomorrow, there's no other party that's going to be culpable like you. The only individual that's culpable is the one who's doing the avira. Amarli, habal beima yochiach. Having biya with the beima, bestiality, can prove that, because there the beima is not culpable, never will be culpable, even though it's put to death. That's because of the fact that an Aveiro was committed with it, and it shouldn't be a busha. All sorts of reasons that the Gemara gives as to why Hashem decided that. It seems to be related to Kavod HaBriyot, that we do such, but not because the animal itself is culpable in that scenario. Amarti lo, ha-behema ki-shabbat. Rabbi Akiva answers him, behema and Shabbat, they are the same. You could read that one of two ways, and there are different opinions we'll see in the Gemara as to whether that means he acquiesced and said, you're right, behema is a good limud, I agree with you, and I accept your position. Or is behema ki-shabbat mean the same question I have by Shabbat, I have by behema. You're right, they're the same. The same, whatever question I have vis Shabbat, I also have with regards to behema. And so yes, they are the same. For that reason, I have the same question. I still don't know the answer to my question. My kabay minei. What exactly was Rabbi Akiva asking Rabbi Eliezer? E Shabbatot kugufin damyan v'lo. Was he asking him whether Shabbatot are considered to be stops, breaks, as if you have two different items over here? Because remember, when we have arayot, we said over there, gufim mukhulakim. If there are multiple women involved, then each one of them results in a separate khatat because of this concept of gufim mukhulakim. If it's one woman and multiple violations with that single woman, there we have the machlok between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim as to whether you're chayav al kol biyah biyah or not. So here, if you say Shabbatot, every different Shabbat is kim mukhulakim. It's as if it's a new entity. Then you'd be chayav on every different Shabbat. Is that his question? Is that what he's asking of him? So then, then the question should have read the following. Someone who does one malacha on Shabbatot Harbe, and that's it. Why does the Mishnah continue and say, what's the addition of a malacha? Ella must be that blade malachot. He's asking me about toladot. Whether they are similar or not similar to the avot, that was his question from him. So the question is, if you have a tolada b'makom av, if you have violation of a tolada in the place that you already violated the av, or if you violated two toladot from the same av, he's asking them whether you have separate chatot for that, or you get one chatat for that. So niboy minei. So then the question should have read the following in the Mishnah: Osem melachot arbe mein melacha achat b'Shabbat. If you do multiple melachot that are of a single derivation, meaning that they are under a single av b'Shabbat achat in one Shabbat or in one halama, what is the din with regards to those toladot? So the problem is that the Mishnah seems to conflate two questions and have different aspects that aren't relevant to each question, which is, if you want to ask about Shabbatot, then just say, Osem melachot arbe b'Shabbatot arbe. That would have been your question. What's me'im melacha achat doing? If you want to ask about toladot, then you should just say, melachot rabot me'im melacha achat. What does it have to do with Shabbatot arbe? Why are there these two different problems that are arising in the Mishnah? And of course, the Gemara says, that's exactly what's going on. Amar Rabba, Amar Rebbei Rav, Rav says, they say in the Beit Midrash, or they're from the Beit Midrash of Rav, Tartei Bayaminei, that's exactly what happened. He asked him two questions. Shabbatot kugufin damyan, ilo bayaminei. Are Shabbatot considered to be gufin mechulakim or not? That's one question. And then, v'ladei melachot, kemelachot damyan ilo. And then he also asked him, are toladot like the avot, subsumed in the avot, or the toladot, are they considered to be separate entities or not? He created it as one scenario, but it really involves two questions. And you can parse the question. They're not premised on each other, and one is not necessary for the other. You could independently ask each question, but he just put them together and asked both of those questions. The other Gemara takes a step back and says, okay, b'Shabbatot, heche mibayile. When it came to the Shabbatot, what exactly was his question? Because the Gemara here is really quoting a Mishnah that's found in Klal Gadol, in the seventh parak of the Gemara on Shabbat. There, the Gemara speaks about different types of shigagot, different types of forgettings, unintentional behavior that a person can have that result in a different number of chataot. Depends what you forgot. Depending on what you forgot will determine your liability of the number of chataot that you're going to be chayav. So there's one case, which is shachach ikar Shabbat. You forgot about Shabbat completely. he didn't know, he wasn't aware of Shabbat, the way that the Gemara terms it is because he was a Tinok Shinishba, someone that was lost. Now, if he was totally lost, then you can't even hold him culpable at all, because you need a Diyah first in order to have a forgetting. So it can't be a complete Tinok Shinishba. It has to be that he has some education, he has some background, some awareness of Shabbat. And the Gemara there tries to deal with what exactly was the awareness that he had. But that's something where you'll be chayav one chatat. Because there you forgot Ikar Shabbat. The forgetting is what generates the chiyuv. And therefore you have one forgetting, which is you don't even know really about Shabbat. When you remember, you're going to bring one chatat. The second issue over there that's dealt with by the Gemara and Shabbat is when you have Shigigat Shabbat v'zadon melachot, that you have a forgetting that it's Shabbat this day, but you know the melachot are asurot on Shabbat. You forgot today was Shabbat, but you know that there are 39 melachot, and you know that there's a problem with these melachot. The Gemara there says, you're chayav, I'll call Shabbat b'Shabbat. Every Shabbat that you forgot about, you have to bring a chatat for. So if he forgot for 5 weeks that it was Shabbat, he's going to bring 5 chataot. Even though he's violating multiple melachot on any given Shabbat, his forgetting is not about the melachot, his forgetting is about the Shabbat itself. And therefore, you're culpable for each Shabbat. The other case is a case of Zadon Shabbat. You know about Shabbat, but Shigigat Melachot. But you forgot that this Melacha was Asurah. And you could have forgotten about all the Melachot in that case. In that situation, you will bring one Korban for every Melacha that you forgot about, up to a maximum of 39 Korbanot, because of the fact that you forgot that it was a Melacha that was Asurah. So those are termed, first of all, forgot Ikar Shabbat, which is basically Tinok Sheni Shabbat. There is the case of Shigigat Shabbat Zadon Melachot, where you forgot about Shabbat, but you know about the Melachot. And then there is Zadon Shabbat, where you know it's Shabbat, but Shigigat Melachot, you forgot about the Melachot. Now the question that is being posed here by the Gemara is, Rabbi Kiva's question as to whether Shabbatot are considered being Gufim Uchulakim, to which of these does it refer? His question, what's the scenario in which he's asking that Shabbatot are mechulakim? It's clearly not in the case of Tinok Shenishba. It's not in that case, because when you forget Ikar Shabbat, there's only one forgetting that's going on. The differentiation between Shabbat and Shabbat isn't meaningful in that case. In the case where you have Shigigat Shabbat, there you could speak about the possibility of Gufim mechulakim. And from the Mishnah and Shabbat, it seems obvious that that's what they think, because it says there, when you forget about Shabbat, but you know Melachot are Surot, then you bring a Korban for every single Shabbat that you forgot about. That means they clearly view Shabbat as being Gufim, Mechulakim. So that's one possible question that Rabbi Kiva is posing, which is, are the Shabbatot considered to be different in there, and you're going to bring a Korban for each one of them? And the Mishnah in Shabbat says yes. Then we'll have to know who the author of that Mishnah is. That would be one possibility as to what his question is. The other possibility is that the Mishnah in Shabbat says, if you have Zadon Shabbat, you know it's Shabbat, but Shigigat Melachot, you forgot it's Melachot, you bring a Korban for each Melacha that you forgot about. The question then could be, do you bring a Korban for each Melacha that you forgot about for each Shabbat? Or is it one that covers all Melachot over multiple Shabbatot? And that would be the same question, our Gufim Mechulakim. Do Shabbatot create that distinction that you have to bring a separate Korban for every Melacha per Shabbat that it took place? So that's the possibility, and that's the background to what the Gemara is asking over here, which is, v'Shabbatot eichem yibayle. What exactly was his question with regards to Shabbatot being differentiated from each other? Shigigat Shabbat v'zadon melachot? Was it that he forgot about Shabbat, but he knew melachot were asurot, whereby you bring a korban for every Shabbat? Shitole v'yamim shebentayim havyan yidiyah lechaleik? Is it that he knows for certain that the days in between are sufficient grounds to create a chiluk, to say that the Shabbatot are separate, which seems to be what the Mishnah in Shabbat is saying, that when you forget about Shabbat and you know about the Melachot, then you have to make a Korban for each and every Shabbat. Where was the Yediyah Bentayim? Where was their knowledge in between that makes it into a separate forgetting for each Shabbat? If it's Halama Achat, if it's one forgetting, you should only have to bring one Korban. The fact that we deem it to be multiple forgettings means that we believe that the weekdays in between create a constructive yiddiyah. It's as if you knew. Rashi claims it's impossible that someone didn't mention Shabbat It's impossible that someone didn't notice that he didn't become aware of Shabbat in the interim. That's the way Rashi says it. Although, if that's the case, then it should be a logical argument. Yet the Gemara in Shabbat brings a pasuk to prove that that's true. And therefore, the Baalei Tosafot believe it's a gzeira takatuv. Gzeira takatuv, that Shabbat to Shabbat, the interim weekdays are considered to be a hefsek, a yediyah. Again, it's not a real yediyah, it's a constructive yediyah. It's if you had a yediyah. And that's what causes the separating. He thinks, with regards to Shigat Shabbat and Zadon Melechot, that's straightforward. I don't need to ask that. That's clearly, each Shabbat is separated because of the weekdays in between. And what he asked was, Zadon Shabbat, Shigat Melechot, Udibay Minei. And the question that he was asking was, with regards to, well, you knew it was Shabbat, but you had Melechot Harbei, that you did with Shigat, Igu Gufin Damian Ilo. Is each Shabbat considered to be a separate entity? And therefore, you'll be chayav for each malacha per Shabbat that you did that malacha. That could be his question. Oh, Dilma, or maybe this is the version of his question. Zadon Shabbat, b'shigat malachot, pshitilei d'kufin damyan. When it comes to Zadon Shabbat and shigat malachot, it's straightforward to him that they are kigufin mechulakim. They are separate entities, and therefore you'd have to bring a separate korban for every violation. And even though the Mishnayot in Shabbat say that you only bring up to a maximum of 39 korbanot in this case, where you have Zadon Shabbat and Shigat Melachot, what Rashi notes is that what it meant was you bring 39 Melachot for every Shabbat. It just doesn't note that. It's saying 39 Melachot because it's talking about one Shabbat, but over multiple Shabbatot, you have to bring 39 for each Shabbat that you violated the 39 Melachot in that case. And then his question is, Shigat Shabbat, Zadon Melachot, who debay minei? His question referred to when you forgot about Shabbat, but you intentionally, or you know the fact that the Melachot are Asurot, the Yamim Shemintayim, having Yediyah L'Chalek, Ilon, are the interim days considered to be enough of a Yediyah that it separates between Shabbat and the Shabbat? Or in essence, the Gemara posed the question on the two possibilities, which is it Shigat Shabbat, Zadon Melachot? Is each one of those considered to be a separate Shabbat because of the interim days? And that's his question. Or was that a given? And his question related to the other question, which was, if you have Zadon Shabbat, Shigat Melachot, where you're chayav for each melacha that you do, over there, is each Shabbat considered to be a separate entity or not? And then the other way around, you could say, no, pshita there, that it's definitely separate entities. The question was about the first case, where by Shigat Shabbat, is it considered to be that the days in between are considered to be a yediyah? That, the nature of the Gemara's question is, what was the question that Rabbi Akiva was posing? In which of those scenarios was he asking Rabbi Eliezer? So that's the background to the question. Now we're going to have three opinions in the Gemara. Rabbo, Abaye, and Rabbi Chista, who are going to explain this in a different manner. The one common denominator between all of them, which makes it easy to take that off the table, is Rabbi Akiva's question with regards to Toladot is, do multiple Toladot equal one Chatat? Or the multiple Toladot, each have their own separate Chatat when there's a Halama Achat, when there's one forgetting. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that they are separate, and therefore even a Toladah b'mokomav, or even a Toladah, another Toladah b'Halama Achat, you're chayav for each one of those items. And the truth is that even the same Av, Katsar, and then you did Katsar again, according to Rabbi Eliezer, even in that scenario you'd have to bring two Chataot, at least according to Rabbo, from what the Machlokes Rav and Rav Yosef that we saw before. So there, Rabbi Eliezer answered him in the affirmative and said that they're all separate, and Rabbi Akiva does not accept it. So that we do know, that's one thing that's common between all of the versions over here, that question was answered by Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Akiva rejects the answer. The first question is going to be a Machlokes between them, as well as whether Rabbi Akiva accepted the answer. So here we go, the first one is Amar Rabbo. Mistavro, it makes sense to say that Shigigat Shabbat v'zadon l'achot pshitele d'yamim shebentayim aviyadiyah l'chalek. It's straightforward that Rabbi Akiva clearly agrees or knows that when it comes to Shigigat Shabbat, forgetting about Shabbat, and you know Malachot HaSurot, that over there, the days in between are either, according to Rashi, logically assumed to be a yediyah because you must have found out about it, or, according to the Tosafot, it's a gzerat hakatuv, that there is a break in between. But we have this constructive yediyah. We assign you yediyah as if there was yediyah. And that's a given. V'zadon Shabbat v'shigat melachot hu d'bayi minei k'gufin damyan ilav. Olav, his question was about when you have Zadon Shabbat, you knew it was Shabbat, but you forgot that these melachot were asurot, and that happened over multiple Shabbatot. Does that mean that you have now multiple violations for each melacha? Because Shabbatot are considered to be gufin mechulakin. Nothing to do with any yediyah in between. You knew it was Shabbat. There's no yediyah needed here because you knew it was Shabbat. Question is, the fact that it was a separate Shabbat, is that considered to be a separate entity? And therefore you're chayav each melacha on each Shabbat? Or is it Shabbat is all one big entity, and therefore each melacha, you only chayav once across multiple Shabbatot? Upashitnei, and Rabbi Lezer answered him the following. The Zazon Shabbat, the Shigat Machot, ki Gufin Damya. He answered him in the affirmative. They are considered to be Gufin Damim, velo kabel minei. And Rabbi Kiva did not accept that answer. Upashitnei, and then the second question about the Vladot, he answered him, the Vladei Melachot, ki Melachot Damyon. The Vladei Melachot have the same din as regular Melachot, which means each one of them is subject to a separate Chatat, velo kabel minei. And he did not accept it from him. Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Mina Aminullah. How can I prove to you that? What Rabba is going to show you is that the Mishnayot in Shabbat show you or demonstrate to you in Klal Gadol what Rabbi Akiva's position was. So now we're going to go through the Mishnayot in Klal Gadol and see that this is must be Rabbi Akiva's position. Given that it's Rabbi Akiva's position, let's see what he concluded after Rabbi Eliezer answered him. And that is, it's not the Mishnah in Klal Gadol. Amru Klal Gadol Amru, B'Shabbat, Kol HaShokeach Ikar Shabbat. Someone forgets the Shabbat entirely, meaning that he is unaware about Shabbat or the mitzvah of Shabbat at all in the Torah. Vasa melachot arbeh v'shabbatot arbeh. He did multiple melachot over multiple Shabbatot. Enu chayav ela achat. He only chayav once because there was only one forgetting here. You never knew about Shabbat. And again, as I said before, can't be that he never knew, period, about Shabbat, because then there's no shechecha to have a yediyah afterwards. You have to have a yediyah, shechecha, and yediyah. So it has to be that he had some informal understanding, education, awareness of the fact that it was a Shabbat, but it left him. He learned it when he was a young kid. Then he was taken into captivity. He was given over to a non-Jewish family to be protected, and they never remembered again that it was Shabbat. That is shocheach ikar Shabbat. But we don't have to look too far back in history to see situations like that in World War II, where children were given away to families. They had learned before, they had been aware of Shabbat when they lived with their original families, but they were given away at such young ages that by the, when they grew up, they didn't have any recollection about Shabbat. That's called the Shocheach Ikar Shabbat. They're only Chayav one Chatat. I'll just note here, I mentioned it before, but from a Shkafic standpoint, which is very interesting, when it comes to Shogei, the focus is on the Halama, the forgetting, and not on the Maisa Aveira. That in these cases, according to many of the Tanaim, Rabbi Lezer is the exception who does not think this way, that even if you have multiple violations in one forgetting, you still only bring one Korban. Like in this case, where you forget Ikar Shabbat, you violated multiple Shabbatot, multiple Melachot, yet you only bring one Korban, because the focus is on what you forgot. And that shows you that the issue of Shogeg is the lack of consciousness about this issue. That is a very important factor with regards to Shabbat. When someone, for instance, does a melacha by accident on Shabbat, it happens to us all the time. One turns on a light by accident because you always turn on a light when you walk into a room. So on Shabbat, you go ahead and do that. That's not considered to be an ones. That's considered to be a shogeg. That is because, yes, you did it on automatic pilot. But the fact that you're on automatic pilot shows a lack of consciousness about the Shabbat. Shabbat should have been at the forefront of your mind, and yet it was not. It was in the background. The fact that it was pushed to the background allowed you to act in autopilot and turn on the light. That makes you into a shogeg. So it's important, just hashkafically, to understand that when we are shogegin, it's because we lacked a certain amount of awareness or consciousness about the mitzvah that we're supposed to be doing. And therefore, we're held culpable for that lack of consciousness. It's not each action or each activity. It's that mere fact that we moved it to the background, or we put it out of the forefront of our thoughts, that's the problem. And it's very much a part of many times when we sin or we do things wrong, it's very much about keeping things in the forefront versus putting them in the background, and that's what the whole issue of Shogeg is. It's just conceptually a nice idea to speak about with regards to Shogeg, because we keep speaking about forgetting, and that forgetting is the key element of what you're chayav for, and the number of chataot are determined by the number of forgettings that you have. So that's the first part of that Mishnah, and that doesn't really relate to what we're speaking about here, because that's a case that doesn't have Shabbatot mechulakim. A Yudea Ikar Shabbat, someone who knows is aware of Shabbat, Basam Lachot Arbe, B'Shabbatot Arbe, and does multiple Melachot over multiple Shabbatot, Chayav Al Kol Shabbat V'Shabbat. There you're Chayav for each Shabbat. That's the case of Shigagat Shabbat V'Zadon Melachot. You know that Melachot are Surot, but you forgot that it was Shabbat. Hayudea Shu Shabbat, Basam Lachot Arbe, B'Shabbatot Arbe. If you know, you're aware it's Shabbat, but you forgot that these melachot were asurot, and you did it over multiple Shabbat, hilt, chayav al kol av melacha o melacha. There you're chayav for each melacha over there, every one of the melachot, v'ilu, chayav al kol av melacha, shokol Shabbat and Shabbat, lo tani. What it doesn't say is that you're chayav for each one of the 39 melachot for each Shabbat, that it doesn't say in the Mishnah. Maniha, who's the author of that Mishnah in Klal Gadol? Ilema Rabbi Eliezer. If you think it's Rabbi Eliezer, Ema Seifa. The problem is the latter part of that Mishnah says, Hosei Melachot Arbei, Ema Melacha Achat. Someone who does multiple Melachot that are similar to one Melacha, Enu Chayav Elachat. You only Chayav one. That means if you did multiple times the same Av in one Halama, or you did a Tolada and the Av in the same Halama, or you did two Toladot from the same Av, in one halama, in all those cases, in uchayav ela achad. They're only uchayav one. Vi Rabbi Eliezer, we already know, and I noted that for you, that everybody agrees that Rabbi Eliezer in that case says, chayav akol vladei melachot k'melachot, that you're chayav on each one of the melachot, even if it's a vlad, we said before, even if you do the same av, behalama achad, according to Rabba, you're going to be chayav for each one of those violations, even if it's a toladav and makom av, even if it's a two toladot from the same av, or even if it's the same av twice, according to Rabbah, we had a machloket Rabbah and Rav Yosef yesterday, according to Rabbah, even two av melachot that are done by Alam Achat, you're going to be chayav for each one of them. So Rabbi Lazar is clearly not the author there. So then, who is the author? L'pshita Rabbi Akiva? It must be Rabbi Akiva. Bishmamina, and you see there in the Mishnah, you have three cases in the Mishnah. The first one was Tinok Shenishba, which isn't relevant to us here. The second case was Shigigat Shabbat, Bizadon melachot, which was the fact that you forgot Shabbat, but you knew melachot asurot. There the Mishnah says you're chayav for each and every Shabbat, one chatat. That shows you that the days in between were a yediyah. That's what Rabbah said. It's pshit with the Rabbi Akiva that the days in between are considered a yediyah for Shigat Shabbat. What we're focused on here is the next part of the Mishnah, which says when there was Zadon Shabbat, you knew it was Shabbat, but Shigat melachot, and you forgot there were melachot, and that happened over multiple Shabbatot. The mission says you only bring a maximum of 39 chatot. You don't bring for each and every Shabbat. That shows you that Rabbi Akiva believes that the Shabbatot are not kigufim mechulakim. It's not as if they're separated entities. So Rabbi Eliezer answered him that they are, and Rabbi Akiva rejected that answer, and that's proven by the Mishnayot in Klal Gadol and Shabbat that are supposedly authored by Rabbi Akiva that show you that he doesn't think they're kegufim mechulakim. And that's what it says here, Shmamina. Shigagat Shabbat v'zadon melachot, which is the second case in the Mishnah in Klal Gadol, pshita leid yamim shebentayim avyan yediyah lechalek. It's clear to him that the days in between, the interim days, are considered to be a yediyah. Zadon Shabbat v'shigagat melachot hu duboi, igufim damien. That was the question that he posed to Rabbi Lazar. Upashit leid, he answered him in the affirmative, de gufim damien, that they are considered to be gufim. Vladei melachot, kimelachot damyon. And he also answered him in the affirmative that toladot are considered to be separate violations and you're chayav each one of them. And he rejected both. Rabbi Akiva did not accept the answer of Rabbi Lezer in either case. And that gives you basically the authorship of the Mishnayot in Klal Gadol. Those are exactly the opinions that are found in Klal Gadol would be Rabbi Akiva's opinion. The two rejections, which are the seifa of that Mishnah that vladot are not considered to be separate. It is the last case in the first Mishnah there of Zadon Shabbat Shigat Melachot. You only chayav for each Melacha once, not over multiple times over the multiple Shabbatot. That is the rejection of Rabbi Lezer's answer. And then the first one was Shigat Shabbat and Zadon Melachot, where we said the Yediyah Bentayim is considered to be a Yediyah. So that is Rabbah's version of what transpired in our Mishnah. The only thing that the Balei Tosafot note over here is, why did Rabbi Akiva, when he asked Rabbi Eliezer, do you think that toladot are separate entities? Then Rabbi Eliezer should have answered him according to Rabbah, the Shitato, Rabbah before the Shitato, who says that Rabbi Eliezer believes if you do the same av malacha twice, katzar v'katzar, in halamachat, you bring two korbanot, he should have said to him, not only do I think toladot is separate, I even think if you do the same av twice in one halama, you're still going to be chayav twice. Why didn't he answer that? So Tosafot says that according to Rabbah here, Rabbi Eliezer answered Rabbi Kiva the Shitato. Rabbi Kiva asked about toladot, so he answered him toladot. But that doesn't mean that he doesn't think the avot are also considered to be each violation, even of the same av, is considered to be a separate violation. That's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Every violation is an issue. So that's the opposite of the shkofa that we were speaking about with regards to shigigah. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's not about what you forgot. It's the maisa aveira, whatever you did wrong. Each action is considered to be a violation. That's what you bring the chataot for. It's not the forgetting. It's the action that you took under that stupor of forgetting. That's what you're going to have to bring a chataot for. And that's why he thinks for every violation, you have to bring a separate chataot. Now, Abaye is going to present a different scenario of the questions of Rabbi Akiva. And Tosafot over here asks, why didn't Rabbah accept Abaye's position? Because it's just as feasible that Abaye is correct about the question. So Tosafot says that Rabbah was influenced by the order of the Mishnayot in Klal Gadol. Remember, we had Tinok Shenishba. Then we had Shugiyat Shabbat Zadon Melachot. Then we had Zadon Shabbat Shugiyat Melachot. And then we had Vladei Melachot. And what you see is the two questions that Rabbi Akiva posed are the latter two cases. Vladot is the last case, and the one before that is Zadon Shabbat Shigat Melachot. Therefore, Rabbah thinks that that's influential. Rabbi Akiva gave the first two, which he knew were clearly the halacha was. The latter two, where he had asked Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer gave him an answer, and he rejects those answers. Those are the latter two that he brings. Those are the ones that have more uncertainty associated with them, and he grouped them together. The fact that he put them or juxtaposed them together is the indication as to why he thinks the question is about Zadon Shabbat and Shigat Melachot and not about the previous case, like Abaye is going to suggest in this next part of the Gemara. Amar le Abaye, Abaye says no. Lo olam emelecha, Zadon Shabbat, v'shigat melachot, pshit alei l'Rabbi Akiva, deshabbatot, lav kigufin damyon. Maybe Rabbi Akiva believes clearly that when it comes to Zadon Shabbat and Shigat Melachot, that they're not considered to be separate entities, according to Abaye. And Rashi goes on to say that even Rabbi Eliezer would agree. When Rabbi Kiva says Pshita, it's not only that Rabbi Kiva believes that, it's even Rabbi Eliezer believes that. And that means that both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva believe that they're not separate entities, and you only get one Chatat per Melacha, no matter how many Shabbatot you violated. So that's the way Abaye says, that's a given. And now the question relates to Shigat Shabbat. The question they posed him was when he forgot about Shabbat, but he knew Melachot Rasurot. Are the interim days considered to be an interruption, a Yediyah? And he answered him in the affirmative. They are a Yediyah between. And Rabbi Akiva accepted that answer. He accepted that answer because we know from the Mishnah in Klal Gadol that we say Yamim Shabbataim are considered to be Yediyah Yechayav and every and each Shabbat that you forgot about. And he also answered him, Vladei Melachot Melachot Damya, Toladot to have a separate violation. Velo Kabum, he didn't accept it. That's what I told you before, that everybody agrees that that's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion with regards to Vladot or Toladot, and Rabbi Akiva rejected it according to everybody. So that's the second version of what the question is in our Mishnah. In our question, there's a two-level question according to Abaye. First question is, Shigat Shabbat, Zadon Melachot, are the days in between considered to be Yediyah? Second question is, Vladei Melachot, K'melachot Damyon? And he answered him in the affirmative in both cases. Rabbi Akiva accepted the first answer, which is, Yamim Shabbatayim are considered to be Yediyah. He did not accept the second answer, which was that Toladot are considered to be separate violations. Rav Chista Amar. Rav Chista now gives a third version of what the question is in our Mishnah. Zadon Shabbat v'shigat melachot. When it comes to Zadon Shabbat, you knew it's Shabbat, but you forgot about melachot. Afila Rabbi Akiva Savar, Svirlei the Gufin Damyon. Even Rabbi Akiva agrees that they're considered to be separate entities. Rav Chista takes the position that even Rabbi Akiva agrees, and obviously Rabbi Lezer thinks the same, that when you have Zadon Shabbat v'shigat melachot, each and every Shabbat is going to then result in a separate violation for each melacha. Each Shabbat divides it up into a new violation. The problem is the Mishnah in Klal Gadol. The Mishnah in Klal Gadol says you're chayav 39 for each one of the melachot that you violate on that Shabbat. It doesn't say you're chayav for each and every Shabbat. Rashi says, don't worry about it. It meant that. It meant that you're chayav for each Shabbat, the number of melachot. It just didn't bother to tell you that. It meant that it was speaking about that one Shabbat, you're chayav for each melacha. But if you have another Shabbat, you're going to be chayav again for each melacha that you violate on another Shabbat. B'chi b'ayimine, so he, like Abaye, suggests that it was a given that Zadon Shabbat Shigat Melachot Rabbi Kiva agreed to Rabbi Eliezer. The Machog between Rabbi Kisna and Abaye is what did they agree to? Abaye says they agreed to the fact that they are not separate entities, the Shabbatot, and Rabbi Kisna says they agreed to the fact that they are considered to be separate entities. Now, the question posed is the same question that Abaye said. The question he asked him is when you forgot about Shabbat, but you knew Melachot Rasurot, are the interim days automatically deemed to be a constructive yediyah? And he answered him, "Yamim shebentayim avin yediyah lechalek." They are considered the days to be separate. Bikabo minei, and he accepted it, similar to Abaye, exactly like Abaye, and that's proven by the Mishnah in Klal Gadol that says that everybody agrees that Shigat Shabbat and Zadon Melachot, and you have to bring a korban for each and every Shabbat that you violated or forgot about. Upashitle, he also answered him, the Bladei Melachot Kumelachot Damya. He also answered him that the Bladot are considered to be separate Melachot. Velo Kabel Mine, like in every other case here, he did not accept it. That was what I noted before. That's consistent in all the three opinions over here. So just to summarize the three positions over here, when it comes to Shigiat Shabbat, Mizadon Melachot, everybody agrees that the Yamim Bentayim are considered to be a Yediyah. It's only a question of how you got there. According to Rabbah, you got there because it was Pshitale to Rabbi Akiva that was the case. According to both Abaye and Rav Chista, that was the question posed by Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer tells him that the Yamim Bentayim are the Yediyah, and Rabbi Akiva accepts it, and that's why we have the same outcome, that everybody agrees that the Yamim Shabbentayim are considered to be Yediyah, according to Rabbah, because it was Pashut, according to Abaye and Rav Chista, because Rabbi Akiva queried of Rabbi Eliezer, got the answer, and accepted it. The guy says, Zadon Shabbat, Bishigat Melachot. Over here, Rabbah says that's the question of Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says they're Kugufin Damyan, they are separate entities, and Rabbi Akiva, Lo Kabel Mine, did not accept it. Abaye says that, yes, Rabbi Akiva has the same position over there, which is Lab Kigufin Damyon, that they are not considered to be separate entities, but that's because it was Pshitale that was the case, that they're not considered to be separate entities. And according to Rashi, even Rabbi Eliezer agrees to that. It wasn't even a question. And the Aruch Lener gives an explanation as to why it is that it's obvious to Abaye that even Rabbi Eliezer agrees to that, whether it's because of the machloket of Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef that we saw yesterday with regards to when you violate two avot and halama achat, or whether it has to do with otherwise Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kim's positions are too far apart. But because of that, it must be that they both hold, according to Rashi, that lav kugufin damyon. And then Rabbi Chista says in that case that was poshut to Rabbi Akiva, that kugufin damyon. He agrees to Rabbi Eliezer's position that they are kugufin. So Abaye says that in the case of Zadon Shabbat and Shigat Melachot, everybody agrees that they're lab kugufin damyon. Rav Chista says everybody agrees they are kugufin damyon. And Rabbah thinks that that's the question. And Rabbi Lezer thinks they are kugufin damyon. And Rabbi Akiva rejected that answer and says they're lab kugufin damyon. So that's a summary of what we saw so far. And again, we noted that by Veladei Melachot, everybody agrees, same response of Rabbi Eliezer, that the Melachot are considered to be separate Melachot. And Rabbi Kiva's rejection of that position. Amar Rav Chista menamin lo. I'll prove to you that I'm right. So Rabbah gives one explanation, and he says, I'll prove it to you based on the halachot that come out from the Mishnayot in Klal Gadol. Abaye proposes a different version. Now Abaye doesn't bring evidence to his position, but he just says, why isn't it possible that my version is correct? You could just say the question was different. And he answered him the affirmative and accepted it rather than rejected it. So Abaye is a very plausible explanation for that which happened in Klal Gadol. That's why Tosafot would say, why didn't Rabbah accept Abaye's possibility? Is because Rabbah thought the order of the Mishnayot showed you where the question was. The questions were the latter two Mishnayot in Klal Gadol, not the first two cases. And that's how Rabbah knew that those were the questions posed. Rav Chisda now says, I'll show you that I'm right. Tanya, we have a braita. Kotev shtei otiot ve'elam achat. Person writes two letters in one forgetting. Chayav, then you're a chayav because that is the violation of writing on Shabbat is when you write two letters. One forgetting, you wrote two letters, you've now done the malacha. Bebet alamot, if you wrote a letter, then remembered, wrote a letter and then remembered, from Gamliel mechayev, Gamliel says you are chayav, chamim om pro potrim. Chamim are poter. Chamim poter is very simple. You have half a malacha, half a malacha. That can't be mitzareif because you had yediyah in the interim. That yediyah in the interim creates a separation between the two halves of the malacha. You don't have a single malacha now, and that's why you're not chayav. For Gamliel's opinion, we met before, which is that any yediyah lechatzi shiur. Even if you remember in between, it's not called a remembering if you didn't do something wrong. You have to have done something wrong in order for it to be a yediyah in between. When you wrote one letter, you didn't do something wrong that you need to remember. And so therefore the yediyah in between is not considered a yediyah to break up the two actions. And therefore even though you have yediyah in knowledge, that's not a yediyah halachically. And therefore the two letters that were in separate alamot will be joined together. That's why Rabban Gamliel believes that you are chayav. Umode Rabban Gamliel. Gamliel agrees, Shem katavo chutachat b'shabbat zo. Vodachat b'shabbat acheret. He wrote one letter this Shabbat and one letter next Shabbat. That you are patur. There you're clearly patur, so he believes that the yediyah in between is enough to separate them. So he's clearly saying to you that there's a difference between yediyah on a single Shabbat of yediyah of chatzi shiur versus the yediyah between one Shabbat and the other Shabbat. Or in essence, what Reb Chisda is going to point out is he clearly believes that Shabbatot are gufin mechulakin. Because that, if every Shabbat is a separate entity, then you can't combine something from one Shabbat to the next Shabbat. That's why you would bring a separate korban for a violation on this Shabbat than a next Shabbat. If you had one forgetting over multiple Shabbatot, you didn't know the malach was asura this Shabbat, and you didn't know it was asura next Shabbat. You'd bring two chatot, even though it's the same forgetting, because they're gufim mechulakim. The Shabbatot created gufim mechulakim. If that's the case, then you can't join half a malacha from one Shabbat to half a malacha to the next Shabbat. That's clearly what Rav Chisda is trying to prove here. Betani achrite. And we have another brayta that says, "Kotev shtei otiyot b'shtei Shabbatot, achad b'Shabbat zo, achad b'Shabbat zo, one on this Shabbat, one on that Shabbat." From Gamliel mechayev, mechamim putrim. Over there, Gamliel says you are chayev. You can combine them, and the chamim say you're patur. Clearly, again, that the chachamim's position is understandable. Yet yediyah ben ta'im, because there were weekdays in between, you can't combine them. More problematic or difficult that position is Rabbi Gamliel. How do you combine a malacha from one Shabbat to the next Shabbat? Must be that he thinks that they are not gufin mechulakin, and therefore each Shabbat can be combined with the next Shabbat. That's why if you violate the same halacha over multiple Shabbatot, you're only going to bring one chatat, because it's considered to be one forgetting. The Shabbatot don't divide it. If that's the case, then I can combine half a halacha from this Shabbat to half a halacha of the next Shabbat. So now Gemara says, Kasalka datka, we are assuming. Once you do that, you know that the way to get out of this is not to assume this, but here, Kazalka Datka, we assume. Rabbi Gamliel ka Rabbi Akiva Svirle. Gamliel subscribes to Rabbi Akiva's position. Bishlam al-didi. According to me, Damino, this is Rabbi Chisda speaking. According to me that I say, the Zadon Shabbat, Bishigat Melachot, by the case of where you know it's Shabbat, but you forgot the Melachot, Afilo Rabbi Akiva Omer, the Shabbatot Gugufim Damya, that Rabbi Akiva believes that even in that case, there is a separation and each Shabbat is an independent violation. Hadatanya patur b'zadon Shabbat b'shigat melachot. The case where we say patur in the Braita, Rabbi Gamliel says, is modeh l'chachamim to say that you are patur over multiple Shabbatot. That's because the Shabbatot gufin damyan. It's a case of zadon Shabbat b'shigat melachot, where every Shabbat is classified as a separate entity. And if that's the case, then that's why you're not combining half a melacha from this Shabbat with the half a melacha to the next Shabbat. V'had etanya chayav. So then what is the case where you're chayav? Is be shigigat Shabbat v'zadon melachot. It's a case where you have shigigat Shabbat and zadon melachot. You forgot it was Shabbat, but you knew the melachot was surot. Because over there, kasavar ein yediyah lechatzi shiur. Now, we said before, when you have shigigat Shabbat and zadon melachot, even Rabbi Akiva agrees that the yediyah of the weekdays in between is a constructive yediyah, and it separates, and you have to bring a chatat for each and every Shabbat. But there, for Rabbi Gamliel, remember, Rabbi Gamliel says, en yediyah, the chatzi shiur. The reason that the Shabbatot are considered to be separate by the case of Shigigat Shabbat and Zadok Melachot is not because Kegufin Damyan. It's not because they're separate entities, the Shabbatot. It's because of the Yediyah in between. It's the constructive Yediyah of the weekdays in between that separates them. It's not because they're separate entities. If that's the case, Rabbi Gamliel, the Shittato, says a Yediyah between a Chatzi Shiur is not meaningful, will not be impactful here. So that's exactly what's going on in that Braita. In the Braita it says, Chayav is a case of Shigiyat Shabbat Zadom Lachot, where even Rabbi Akiva agreed to what Rabbi Eliezer answered him, that weekdays in between are considered to be a Yediyah. So now the reason that you have to bring a separate Chatat for each Shabbat is not because each Shabbat is a separate entity, it's because you had a Yediyah in between. There are two Halamot, and that's why you have to bring a separate Korban Chatat in each Shabbat. But for Rabbi Gamliel, who says that a Yediyah of a Chatzi Shiur is not considered to be a Yediyah, you didn't have a Yediyah in between. Not if you had a real Yediyah, and not if you had a constructive Yediyah. You did write in one letter on this Shabbat, and wrote one letter the next Shabbat, your Yediyah in between is not meaningful, according to Rabbi Gamliel, because it's a Yediyah of a Chatzi Shiur. Therefore, I can combine the letter from this Shabbat, the letter from the next Shabbat, and you're going to be Chayav for that violation. Ella l'rova, he's Ella l'rabo, it should be Ella l'rabo, damar. Sfirli Rabbi Kiva, the Shabbatot, kuguf echad hein. The Rabbi Kiva asked the question with regards to Zadon Shabbat and Shigat Melachot. Rabbi Elazar said they are kugufin damyan, they're separate entities, and Rabbi Kiva rejected that. Bishlama hadatanya chayav. Now I understand the chayav case. Mishkachala ben bizadon Shabbat, b'shigat melachot. The Shabbatot, kuguf echad hein. Doesn't matter whether it was Zadon Shabbat and Shigat Melachot, because Rabbi Kiva thinks that they're not kugufin, they're not separate entities. So there you can combine half a melacha from this Shabbat with half a melacha from the next Shabbat, ubeh v'shigat Shabbat v'zadom l'achot, or in the case of shigat Shabbat v'zadom l'achot, because zavari hein yediyah l'chatzi shiur, then regalil l'shitado, believes in if you have constructive yediyah in between, doesn't help you, because it was a yediyah of chatzi shiur, and therefore, you can combine the two half melachot to make it into a single melacha. So I understand the brayta that says chayav, according to Rabbah, because no matter what the scenario is, according to Rabbi Akiva, in Rabbi Gamliel's position, you're going to be chayav. Ela datanya patur, but my mukmit law. How are you going to explain the brayta that says you are patur? I mean that even Rabbi Gamliel agrees that you're patur when you write a letter this Shabbat and write a letter next Shabbat. Lo ba'da v'lo ba'da. Doesn't work whether it's Shigat Shabbat and Zadon Melachot, or doesn't work v'zadon Shabbat, Shigat Melachot. Neither of those have a situation in which you have a separation between them that makes them into gufin mechulakin. So I'm going to call Rabbah will say, Rabbi Gamliel, Svir Lake Rabbi Eliezer. Who says that Rabbi Gamliel holds like Rabbi Akiva? Maybe Rabbi Gamliel holds like Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer said, Amar Shabbatot kugufin damyon. He's the one who answered Rabbi Akiva that Shabbatot are kugufin mechulakim. Rabbi Akiva rejected and said no. So now we can explain it. That the Braita that says Patur is Rabbi Gamliel according to Rabbi Eliezer in a case of Zadon Shabbat v'Shigat Melachot. Because Rabbi Eliezer believes that those are Gufin Mechulakim. And since they're Gufin Mechulakim, that's why you are patur in that case, because each Shabbat is a separate entity. You can't combine the Melachot from each one of them. On the other hand, by the case of Shigat Shabbat and Zadon Melachot, where it's not because of Gufin Mechulakim, but rather because of the Yediyah Bentayim, Ein Yediyah L'Chatzi Shiur. Gemara says, wait a minute. Rabbi Tani Umoder Rabbi Gamliel, Michlal de Pligi Achar Naito. If you say that Rabbi Gamliel agrees in that case, that means that he argues in the other situations. If you think that he holds like Rabbi Kiva, I know the plige b'shigat Shabbat b'zadom melachot. That's what he argues. He argues by shigat Shabbat b'zadom melachot. Rabbi Gamliel sabar en yediyah l'chatzi shiur. That'll be the case where he disagrees. Omoder Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Gamliel agrees in the case of zadon Shabbat b'shigat melachot shu patur. In the case of Shigat Shabbat, there is any yediyah l'chatzi shiur, that's why you're chayav. So that's why they argue by Shigat Shabbat and Zadon Melachot, because Rabbi Gamliel holds any yediyah l'chatzi shiur, and Rabbi Akiva believes that there is a yediyah l'chatzi shiur. And then Mode Rabbi Gamliel, b'Zadon Shabbat, b'Shigat Melachot, that's where he agrees to Rabbi Akiva's position, Shupator, because Alma Shabbatot Kukufin Damyon. Rabbi Akiva holds that Shabbatot are separate entities, and that's where Rabbi Gamliel agrees to that position in Rabbi Akiva. If he holds like Rabbi Eliezer, Michlal de Plige. Now, the inference is that if Rabbi Gamliel agrees to Rabbi Eliezer in this scenario, that means they argue in the other scenario. Because the Mishnah says that there's machloket as to whether Chayav and Patur, And then it says, Mode Rabbi Gamliel. So, according to Rabbi Chisda's explanation, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Gamliel argue about Yidiyah L'chatzi Shiur. I mean, Rabbi Akiva is like the Chachamim, that there's Yidiyah L'chatzi Shiur. And Rabbi Gamliel disagrees. And then Mode Rabbi Gamliel to Rabbi Akiva, by the case of Zadon, Shabbat, and Shigam Lachot, that he agrees to him because of the fact that they're Gufin Mechulakin. Rabbi Akiva holds that, and then Rabbi Gamliel agrees with that. But if you say that it's authored by Rabbi Eliezer, then you have a problem, because Yamar, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Svilei, Mechlad, the Plige. Sounds like they argue on the case of Yediyah L'chatzi Shiur. B'mai, what exactly does he argue about? Where is their machloket? If it's Shigat Shabbat and Zadon Melachot, if it's a case of Shigat Shabbat and Zadon Melachot, where Rabbi Kiva disagreed with Gamliel about Yediyah L'chatzi Shiur, I feel Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Gamliel, Svilei. Even Rabbi Eliezer agrees to Rabbi Gamliel's position there, then Yediyah L'chatzi Shiur. Even Rabbi Eliezer holds, like Rabbi Gamliel, that there is no such thing as Yediyah L'chatzi Shiur. We know that he holds like him. Tanya, Kotev, Shteyotiyot, B'Shtey Shabbatot. Someone writes two letters over two Shabbatot. Otochat B'Shabbat Zo, Otochat B'Shabbat Zo. Rabbi Eliezer, Michayev. Rabbi Eliezer is Michayev. That shows you that Rabbi Eliezer believes that Ein Yediyah L'chatzi Shiur. That means that they both agree with each other in each of their positions. Rabbi Gamliel is going to agree to Rabbi Eliezer with regards to the fact that Zadon Shabbat and Shigam Malachot are Gufin Mechulakim, and that's why you are a patur in that case. The problem is that that means they disagreed in the previous case. And that's just not true. Because Rabbi Eliezer agrees to Rabbi Gamliel that Ein Yediyah L'chatzi Shiur, and therefore they'll have the same outcome. So the signing, say that Rabbi Gamliel is following the position of Rabbi Eliezer, doesn't fit into the Lashona Breita of Mode Rabbi Gamliel in the latter cases, because he's also in agreement in the previous cases with Rabbi Eliezer. There is no machloket between them with regards to Ein Yediyah L'chatzi Shiur, to say that in the latter case he's Mode to him, that the Halacha is like him in the latter case. And so therefore, Rabbah has to come up with a different way to explain the difference in these Breitot. As in one case, Rabbi Gamliel says you are Patur, in the other case you say Chayav. If he's not going to subscribe to Rabbi Chista's view, that Rabbi Akiva agrees with Rabbi Eliezer, that when it comes to Zadon Shabbat Shigalach Machot, that they are Kufin Damian. There's if each Shabbat is considered to be a separate violation. Okay, we're going to stop here, four lines down in the wide lines.